The elaborate esoteric rituals of the Shingon, especially the great mandalas that Kukai brought back from China as part of his practice, had immense appeal in the Heian court and give us quite a remarkable impression, actually, of how tantric practice can be woven in to courtly life in a sophisticated and urbane center of civilization like Kyoto in the Heian period. Now, another important religious figure in Japan in this time was Saicho, or Dengyo Daishi, who lived from 762 to 822 and founded a school known as Tendai, another extremely influential school in Japanese religious history. Tendai is the Japanese version of the Chinese Tiantai school. It was founded in China, as you remember, by Zhe'i. Like Zhe'i, Saicho stressed the importance of the Lotus Sutra. You remember that Zhe'i used the Lotus Sutra to interpret and rank the other teachings in the Mahayana. And Saicho used the teaching of one vehicle as a unifying principle, not just to unify Buddhist teaching, but also, this specific Japanese spin that many of these figures put on the Buddhist tradition when it entered Japan. He used it as a unifying principle, not just intellectually or religiously, but as a principle that unified the Japanese nation and could serve as the ideological justification for the emperor's extension of his power over all of Japan. This is evident in a text he wrote called The Vow of Uninterrupted Study of the Lotus Sutra. The disciple of the Buddha, he says, and the student of the one vehicle, this day respectfully affirms before the three treasures that the saintly emperor, on behalf of Japan and as a manifestation of his unconditional compassion, established the Lotus sect and had the Lotus Sutra, its commentary, and the essays on concentration and insight that had been written by Zhe'i, copied and bound, together with hundreds of other volumes, and installed them in seven great temples. Constantly did he promote the single and only vehicle, and he united all the people so that they might ride together in the ox cart of the Mahayana to the ultimate destination, enlightenment. And this is interesting for us. This has been one of the funny sub-themes, actually, that's run throughout our course. We think of Buddhism as a tradition that we might, I suppose, call spiritual. It has to do with inner transformation and, to some degree, withdrawal from the world. And yet we have seen again and again and again the way Buddhist values become enmeshed in the issues of political life. Here, Saicho is taking the Lotus Sutra, a text that we've really only discussed in a religious form previously, and giving a distinctive Japanese political spin on it, where the one vehicle is not just the Mahayana, not just the Bodhisattva practice, but it is, as it were, a metaphor for the Japanese state that the emperor drives like a cart carrying the whole nation with him to achieve the goal of Nirvana. Very strong image, and clearly has a very different flavor than anything that we've seen before. Now, the Tendai school included many different varieties of Buddhist practice and had a rigor in its practice that was not seen before previously in Japan, and became eventually the spawning ground of many of the great schools in later Japanese history. So Saicho had influence not just on his time, but also on the movements that eventually emerged that changed the face of Japanese Buddhism in later periods, particularly in the Kamakura. And it's the Kamakura period, of course, that we want to turn to next in our next lecture.